Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 1, Episode 5, The Believers.
Outside Tully's house, day. A bittersweet reunion.
Why did you do it, Maria?
Mom, you don't understand.
Ugh, my beautiful girl, I do. I thought you knew better.
This is important, Mom.
John's just talking. You don't know him like I do. He'll say anything to get you to go along. I used to think different, but now...
So you've lost all faith, huh, Sam?
Shut up!
I'm sorry, Mom.
I can't think about this right now. You all need care. Luke, get my first aid kit.
Okay.
Who's this guy?
Mark.
Mark. How'd you get here, Mark?
None of your business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I intrude on your privacy. Where do you live? I said, where do you live?
He won't talk, Sam.
No kidding.
He's one of those who was tracking me. Sorry for him, he tracked me right through there.
Is that right? You're one of them, the dwellers? All right, have it your way. Luke, you got that first aid kit yet?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Get some antiseptic and bandages on your sister's pinky.
I can do that myself.
Suit yourself. Let me look at that leg, Mark. Mark.
Okay.
A pig did this?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
I shot them.
You plan on cutting them up?
They ate humans, Mom.
What a waste. Hey, Mark. This is going to hurt. I'm a combat medic, not a doctor. And I have about half the tools I need. But I should be able to keep the infection out. Ready?
Okay.
Clench on this towel. It might help. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those girls that won awards for finesse. All done. All done. You're a champ. I'm not sure how you're going to get around, but you can't really walk on that. It's not so easy to find crutches anymore.
One of the cars.
Huh?
One of these old junkers probably has a set. Look for a hang tag.
Good idea. Luke? Luke?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, I'll help him.
You treat him like a kid.
Huh?
You treat your daughter like a grown-up and the 19-year-old like a kid. Why?
You're a nosy bastard, John. Let me see that chest.
Screwed him up, didn't it? Seeing his dad get shot when he was little.
Pull up your shirt.
Won't turn down a pretty lady.
Oh, Christ!
You like what you see?
You were bad enough when you got to our place. Why did you ever leave that bed?
Because I wouldn't be alive if I stayed there.
You think we're monsters.
No, just a little too black and white.
This is turning septic, John. You ever hear of blood poisoning?
Yeah, I'll take my chances. You got any pills in there?
Hey, hands off! And no, Christ, John, it's been 10 years since I've seen penicillin.
I'm sick, Sam.
Yes, you are. You look like you're getting a fever.
If it's going the way I think it's going, you don't have to worry about our form of justice.
You were always the optimist, Sam.
I'll see if I can drain and flush it, at least. Bite down on this, John. It's not going to feel good.
Hey, Luke. Did you find anything? Luke.
You left me.
Luke.
You did. Like I meant nothing.
Luke, that...
Why, Maria? I thought we were in this together.
We are.
So?
So, I didn't have a choice. John, he knew if he was caught...
Yeah, well, he's caught now.
Yeah.
I don't get it, Maria.
This is about more than you and me, Luke.
So you go ahead and just ditch me?
It's not like that.
You're the only one I thought I could trust.
You can trust me.
No, I can't. You said you'd be there.
I'm sorry, Luke. I thought you'd understand. Can I help you? Hey, maybe in this car there's...
Don't.
Luke.
Don't.
Okay.
So, what did John do to piss you all off so much? Still not talking.
He attacked us.
Sounds like the John Prophet I know.
I had no idea.
When you need something, take it. That's why they put it in the world, huh, John?
I thought you were on my team.
15 years ago, I was.
You gonna kill me now?
I just finished fixing you.
You hate us.
Who hates you?
You, to the north.
Not true. You're the ones who raided us, stole our food.
I don't know about that.
It was a long time ago. You would have been a baby.
And you still hate us?
No, I didn't say that.
They fear you. It's different.
Shut up, John.
They hate the man who tells the truth.
My plan is to get you home.
You can leave me.
No, that wouldn't be right. Not with that leg. Plus, we need to get this guy to where he'll receive justice.
You're selling me up the river, Sam?
We all must face the rotten things we've done, John. You've been running from yours long enough.
Oh, you're killing us. Everyone.
You've cried that wolf a few too many times, shepherd boy.
What's going on?
Your mom's selling me out.
What?
We're going to return this kid to where he belongs, with the Dwellers.
The Dwellers?
They're not our biggest fans right now, but I don't think they'll shoot one of their own, would they?
I can get us in.
So, it's settled.
Hey! Hey, is this what you were talking about?
These will do. You ever used a pair of crutches before?
I've made a wood splint. Same idea.
Well, just tell us where to go.
Sam, I've got a canoe.
We can't all fit in it, John.
You in the bow, me in the stern. We can lay the kids in the middle.
Kids?
Look, we can't walk all that way with the gimp here.
I'll manage.
This will be one tippy bastard, John.
The water's pretty smooth for the next stretch. The rapids are all downriver.
Mark, what do you think? These are your people.
It will be okay.
All right, then. Everyone in the boat.
Come on, kid. Let's go.
On board a train to the Believer's Temple.
In a single day's time, my life had changed. My ears rang from the bomb the guy set off in the soup, and I was a dead man if the Republic ever caught up with me. But I had never felt so free. I felt like I was my own man again. It had been years since I felt that way. Since back when my brothers were around. My brothers might still be gone, but I had a new family now. And this kid, he looked as rough as they come, but I knew if he was anything like me, he was a puppy inside, a puppy needing some love.
What is it?
Zeke, my buddy.
Where is he?
I don't know. He disappeared years ago.
And?
I had the most horrible dream.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm sure he's fine.
I shouldn't have come with you. There are other kids who depend on me.
You're better off here. These people are gonna help us.
I don't know. You trust him?
More than the Republic.
Doesn't he seem strange to you? All his talk?
You're a funny kid.
I watch out for my neck.
Thank you. Hi.
We've arrived at the chapel. We'll be meeting the rest of my people, the believers.
Okay.
What's wrong?
What?
Your face. It's not like it was. You've gained a taste of doubt.
Oh, no. That's not
okay. I understand, John. I loathe the secrecy more than anyone.
It's not that.
Then the events. The train. I am as sorry about that as anyone. I hope that no one had to die. I hope that it was just fire and conflagration. It is the devils themselves that call such wrath upon them.
Yeah. Okay.
They know who we are now. And we frighten them. For they are dumb. And know they're dumb. They are blinded by their evil, their greed, and their very focus on power will be their undoing. They fear their own people so much, they do not see us growing. Which is all to the better. For when God returns to punish the unholy, there will be no sinner spared in his wake.
I see.
Hey, you guys got breakfast.
Oh, child. None go hungry. Who follows us? We've just reached the compound. Come on.
What's all this?
This is a coal train, child. We're just stowaways. They're here to load up for the city.
We're in mining country.
Deep in it.
Isn't this, where's the Republic?
We have been working here long before the Republic took charge. They think they run this place, but we work in their shadows. I told you, they're arrogant.
And the Republic hasn't caught on?
They choose not to believe, which is fine. Their hubris will be their downfall.
Paul! It is good to see you. And you have friends?
New believers, Joe. Lucian and Amos.
Blessed day it is to meet you.
Same to you.
Yeah.
So, what was the city?
I got what I went for. And we saw the wolf, too.
He was there?
Minutes after us. This young man, he stood strong.
You make us proud. And we are glad to have you among us.
You keep saying that. I don't even know who you guys are.
We're the believers. We are preparing to stand with Jesus, our Lord, who has returned to this fallen world to banish evil forever. We will fight alongside him. And when it is over, we will live forever.
He is the way, the truth, and the life, child. But we'll talk more about that later. Joe, our pilgrims are hungry.
Forgive me. Come this way.
We will nourish your bodies so that your soul may be filled.
I'll meet you all later. Amos, Lucian, welcome to our home.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
The Believer's Cafeteria.
You haven't seen food in a while, have you?
It's too weird, dude.
What?
These people feeding us.
So?
People aren't like that. Not to strangers. Not even to their own family, mostly. You know.
I guess.
Me. I'd stab you to get a plate of food. If it was the only way. No offense.
None taken.
People are nice only when they're trying to get something out of you. What do you think these guys are after?
I think they're good people. What's wrong with that?
That's how you get yourself killed in the soup.
Life there hasn't changed much.
What do you know about the soup?
I grew up on the 6 and 9, back when the Mollies ran things. I used to fight for them, till they put me on a slag crew.
You're pulling my leg.
And I'm not. I got a tat to prove it.
An original alpha? You must have done something bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to talk about it.
I told you all about me.
It was a long time ago. I didn't mean for someone to get hurt.
It's okay. I've killed people, too.
You? You're a kid.
Don't tell me you grew up in the soup and never had to weigh someone well. See, it's not that different. So come on. You're the first fugitive I've met. You've gotta have a good story. Things get crazy during the christening. Maybe you threw off your trains and bolts.
It wasn't like that.
So what was it like? Tell me.
They killed my friend, okay?
What?
I worked with them on the slag crews. Day after the christening, they found a dead woman on our ridge. Said it was him who did it. I tried to stick up for them, but they shot him right in front of me. Then I went kind of nuts.
Did he do it?
They blamed it on him. But he couldn't have. I knew this guy as well as I have ever known anybody.
And they just shot him?
Yeah.
I knew they did that to kids from the soup. I didn't realize they did that to people on the slag crews.
Are you kidding? We're nothing to them. Not that it matters, it's all over now, I guess.
Sounds like you have a problem sticking up for yourself.
What?
It wouldn't take my friend getting shot to get some whip out of me. You let people treat you like that once, they keep treating you like that forever.
I don't need to hear this from a kid.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. And blessed be your souls today.
Blessed be.
As I'm sure you're all aware, Paul has returned to us.
Oh, Paul.
Yes, he is happy to return to tend his flock. We will be assembling shortly in the chapel for evening service. However, he wanted me to help you welcome two newcomers who have joined our fold from the wicked city. Please, stand up if you would.
Me?
This is Lucas?
Lucian.
Lucian. Welcome, Lucian! Oh. We have a boy as well. Amos? If there is anything that these two initiates ask of us, please consider it your solemn duty as a true believer to attend to it. Is that message understood? Excellent. Now then, let us attend to the chapel. Paul has a beautiful sermon for us.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You ever stand before a door and think, hey, what's going to happen to me if I walk through here? You think maybe you won't be the same person when you come out on the other side. I felt that a couple of times. And I've felt it again now. But we'd also put in some good time to make it this far. We'd put in some blood, sweat, and tears. And there wasn't any turning back. I was pretty sure of that. It was time to see what lay on the other side.
Welcome to our chapel. Please, take a seat.
Crowded.
These people keep getting weirder, don't you think?
How so?
I don't know. They look so clean.
True. You never see clothes that white.
And they're so happy.
Please, join me in song.
Would you be free from your burden of sin?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Would you or evil a victory win?
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, wonder working power in the blood. Be free from your passion and pride.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, wonder working power in the blood.
Too weird, dude. I'm leaving.
Amos. Psst. Amos.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power
excited, young master.
I don't feel well.
You will when you visit the chapel. Here, you will be cleansed.
No, I'm okay.
I insist.
Hey, get off me! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go!
Here is Papa, wonder-working power in the blood.
You may all be seated. Today, I will open our Bible to Revelations, chapter 8 through 11, to talk about the prophecy of the coming war, Gog and Magog, written about by the prophet Ezekiel in the book Revelations.
Corinth, High Council Chambers. Zeke confesses to Richard.
The refuge. Are you certain?
He's certain.
I've never heard of such a place. Though I'm sure we can find it.
There was a lot of renaming of things, like this city, Corinth. Like the sewers, soup. Someone will know what they mean by the refuge.
It drives me crazy. The names of the God-blessed USA were plenty good enough. You must not remember that, son. Son? You speak when spoken to, boy.
Zeke.
Quiet, Saul. Boy. Cat got your tongue?
No, sir.
So you swear on your life's blood, that's what John told you?
Yes. He said he was going to the refuge, that he had friends there.
And this refuge, where is it?
I don't know.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
You're still mad I tortured you. Oh, God. Listen, kid. All's fair in love and war. They still say that?
No.
That's too bad. If they did, you'd know what it means. I only did what I had to do.
Saul didn't say...
Saul is smart. He only says what he needs to say. Now, you've done a good thing telling him. You know, you look strapping in that new uniform. A little big on you, but you'll grow into it. You gotta keep your head high. Cut your hair. Then you'll have dignity. You'll be one hell of a soldier. Of course, you're gonna get rewarded, just like the loyal soldiers do. I want you to try something that I'll bet no other kid your age has ever had.
Sure.
Here, in my refrigerator. Now this is the real thing. Coca-Cola. That's a symbol of America right up there with the flying eagle. What do you say?
Say thank you. Thank you?
Yes, that's it. Kid's got to learn manners and he's already a teenager. Spare the rod, spoil the child. I guess that's what happened to all of you. All right, go along now.
Thank you, Richard.
We'll talk later.
Indeed.
And Zeke?
Yeah?
You have to open it.
Like this.
The real thing. Enjoy, Zeke.
What do you think? It's too sweet. What do you think about Richard?
Oh, I don't like him.
That's okay. Neither do I.
Outside the Believer's Chapel.
Amos. 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 Amos.
Yes, I'm so glad you enjoyed the sermon.
Did you see the child I came with?
Lucian. Lucian, not Lucas. I'm sorry. I'm Joe. Do you remember? An assumed name, of course.
Mr. the Child.
The boy. Yes, he was asking me about the bathroom. He should be along shortly.
Oh, he just up and disappeared.
Boys will do that. Now wasn't that sermon splendid?
Yes, it was.
Fine speaker, that Paul. You know, we broadcast them.
Broadcast? Like,
Like on TV?
The radio. Remember that? The radio? One of the few ways people can still get news. The one you can crank up. We have a tower we bring along, runs on those solar panels. Fascinating, huh?
Yeah.
God works in mysterious ways. Mysterious ways. Hey, let's get a word in with Paul, huh? If we're lucky.
Yeah, sure.
The wages of sin is death, if you remember, and he who wields death brings death upon himself, right?
Yeah, okay, so you mean this is their own fault for chasing us?
Persecuting. That's the word.
Persecuting.
Paul, we just wanted to congratulate you on the wonderful...
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, yeah, I mean, I haven't heard singing like that since I was growing up, and that was before times. It was moving.
That's the power of Jesus, talking right to you.
Yeah, Jesus. Always thought I'd like to meet him.
You are so, so lucky, my child.
Why?
Because you are standing right in front of him.
What? Where?
It is he.
Wait. You?
The same.
You said you were Paul.
I was Paul in life. But I've transformed. Transcended.
I don't understand.
He is Christ reborn. Come here to save us. Come here to carry us home. Has he not?
Brother, he has.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
That ain't loud enough for our Lord Jesus. Let's sing it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right. Now that's the power of the blood.
Along the river, approaching the dwellers' compound.
Okay. We're almost there, just around this bend.
Help! Chief! Chief! Hey, Chief!
That's odd.
What?
Well, there should be sentries here. I always watch the water.
I don't like it when guards disappear.
The only reason they do that is... as if...
Trouble. All right, gang. Get this boat to shore and let's join the party.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.